It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. For the first time, voters in Las Cruces took part in ranked choice voting. Unofficial results in the Las Cruces municipal election have incumbent Las Cruces Mayor Ken Miyagashima winning his fourth term with 55% of the vote after nine rounds of ranked choice voting in a mayoral race which featured 10 candidates. One more on that in just a minute. Let's go now to the city council races in District 1. Cassandra Gondra wins with 67% of the vote in District 2. After three rounds of ranked choice voting, Tessa Beda-Stuvey wins with 55% of the vote in District 4. After two rounds of ranked choice of voting, Joanna Bencomo wins with 62% of the vote. And in the race for presiding municipal judge for the city of Las Cruces, Joy Goldbaum wins with 57% of the vote. In the race for Las Cruces school board seats in District 4, unofficial results have Teresa Tenorio leading with just under 32% of the vote. In District 5, it's a fairly close race all around. Carolyn Cooper leads with 28% of the vote over incumbent Edward Frank, Gloria Martinez, and Maria Pacheco. In the Doñana Soil and Water Conservation Board races, Kurt Anderson wins in District 1, David Martinez wins in District 2, and Josh Smith winning in District 5. Now, voters in Doñana County approved the Go Bond question for Doñana Community College with 71% supporting. Also, voters in Las Cruces approved capital improvement for the Las Cruces Public Schools, passing with 68% supporting. Las Cruces voters, as you heard earlier, ranked their choices, and Ken Miyagashima was elected to another term as mayor. Casey Counts has more.
Miyagashima says there are three projects he's ready to start work on now that he's been chosen for a fourth term.
First one would be the transition to a tax increment development district to the El Paseo corridor, which is basically between Main Street and the university. The second would be to redevelop some land that we recently acquired from the city of Albuquerque, which is across the street from Mountain View Hospital. And then the third would be to change the landscape of the Amador Proximo area. There was a project there in Albuquerque that I really like. It's called the Sawmill District. And if there was a way that we could replicate something like that there in Albuquerque, bring it here to Las Cruces. It's basically a combination of affordable housing, mixed-use housing, mixed commercial. It's really a cool project, and I think it would be very good for that particular area. And those are three things I'd like to see.
Hear more with Mayor Ken Miyagashima at KRWG.org. Click on KRWG News Election Center.
One thing unusual about this year's election was the number of people running for Las Cruces mayor. 10 candidates were on the ballot. Fred Martino has more.
About a dozen people were lined up to vote at Corbett Center on the New Mexico State University campus late Tuesday afternoon. Many students were there, as were NMSU employees like Diane Frank. Frank said a little more research was in order with 10 candidates on the ballot for Las Cruces mayor, but she says it's a positive thing and she hopes the winner won't forget some of the issues raised by their opponents.
Well, I think that's great. I think it's good to have a robust system going on with many people doing it for us to really listen to what other people have to say. And even though it may seem a lot at the same time, it's good that we can sit back and think of issues that are important to other people that maybe once the mayor does, we do get that mayor, that maybe they need to listen to what some of the other people have had to say that are candidates as well.
As for issues that spoke to her, Frank mentioned the challenges of running a small business. A number of candidates in the mayor's race made business issues central to their campaign. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
We have more on the Las Cruces City Council race for District 2. Former Las Cruces Green Chamber of Commerce Secretary Tessa Abeda-Stuvey has won that seat for City Council. Michael Hernandez has more.
Abeda-Stuvey looks to have beaten three other candidates in the District 2 race. She says she plans to continue assessing the needs of each precinct in the district.
Since our area is so diverse and each community is so different, I want to make sure that I am aware of all the needs of each of those precincts. The second thing, and I know it's all heavy on everybody's mind, is making sure that we have a safe community for all of our residents. So I want to continue being a part of the talks on how to make our community as safe as possible.
Abeda-Stuvey adds she wants to strengthen the city's relationship with New Mexico State University.
I came to Las Cruces 17 years ago to be an Aggie, and I found my home here, and I want to make sure that other students feel the same.
Abeda Stuvey would replace Greg Smith on the council, who vacated the seat to run for mayor. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.
Voters in Sunland Park also went to the polls last night in the municipal elections. Unofficial results show incumbent Mayor Javier Perea winning over challenger Arlene Murillo with 54% of the vote. City council races in Sunland Park show Alberto Jaramillo Gonzalez winning in District 4, Olga Nunez winning in District 5, and Donald McBride winning in District 6. A reminder, you can check out the latest election results at the region's homepage, krwg.org. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.